From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. These days, when people think highly of something, they often describe it as iconic. There are iconic sports heroes, iconic pop stars, even iconic TV commercials. And let's face it, the description does seem a bit overblown. But at times, it's actually appropriate. So we thought we'd start off today with a few iconic moments in opera. Here's one, courtesy of Amilcare Ponchielli. This unforgettable operatic moment is the gripping aria Suicidio, Suicide, from Ponchielli's La Gioconda. It's made especially hair-raising in this performance by Maria Callas, as her desperate character decides that death is the only way out. Now let's listen to a couple more operatic moments that could accurately be called iconic, both, as it happens, by Verdi. One is the Credo, sung by Iago in Verdi's Otello, as he makes the chilling declaration, "I believe in a cruel God." And here's another great moment, this time from a very different opera Verdi wrote just after Otello. It's from the title character in Falstaff, comically mocking the very notion of honor in the sneering monologue L'Onore. So, we've heard three striking operatic moments, moments that could rightly be called iconic. Now, do you know what they have in common? It's something all three share, so the fact that two were by Verdi and based on Shakespeare doesn't count. Here's a clue. Remember, an iconic moment in opera requires more than just music. There's also a story involved, which means words, and that means a libretto. Getting warm? Right. Ponchielli's La Gioconda and Verdi's Otello and Falstaff all have librettos by the same writer, Arrigo Boito. Boito also wrote the libretto for the opera we'll be hearing today. But here's the thing, Arrigo Boito was more than just a writer. He was also an accomplished musician and composer. So he wrote one fine libretto for an opera that's all his own. Like Verdi's two Shakespeare-based operas, Boito's own opera also has a plotline straight from a literary classic, Goethe's Faust, the timeless story of a deal with the devil. And it's the devil who gave the opera its name. It's called Mephistophele. It also has an iconic moment of its own when the devil declares, "I am the spirit who denies everything." This time on World of Opera, we present Mephistophele by Arrigo Boito from the Bavarian State Opera in Munich. Tenor Josef Kaleja is Faust, soprano Christina Opalaias is Margherita, and bass René Pape stars in the title role in a production led by conductor Omer Meyer-Velber.